Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
You ready?
Welcome to duty, Commander.
Let's go!
Go, go, go! Enemy forces spotted. Follow me, men. Watch out, grenade! Man down, man down! All right, you're good to go.
Thanks, much appreciated.
All clear. Position under control. Out.
We've regained control. Good work, men.
You've been recommended for promotion. Promotion.
You're traveling to another radio show. A broadcast not only of sight and sound, but of mind, mind. A journey into the wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination. That's the on-air sign up ahead.
And yes, you're with American by Design. Sorry about that. A little technical difficulty here. Been about, I don't know, 3-4 weeks or 4 weeks since I did a show. I'm trying to, basically deal. I got a wife that's got a broken, fractured ankle, and so I'm having to deal with that. But it's taking a lot out of me. As far as what I can do besides work and so on. But anyways, let's get into this. The top things that have been going on this week, in my opinion, and the top things that have been going on this week really are the Joe Biden refusal. Of trying to get down to the crux of the biscuit as far as what is going on in this country, because the inmates are running the asylum right now. I don't know if you've noticed. I'm sure you have. It's just explicit. It's outrageous and it's insane that we have a man in charge of the White House, in charge of this country, that is a liar, a cheat, a thief, and he's incoherent. He's incoherent to the point where I don't even know if he knows where he is at any given point in time. And you have the media lying for him, covering up, although now it seems like the pressure's on the media where they're actually going, maybe we should investigate Hunter Biden. Maybe we should investigate some of the ties of the Biden administration to China and other countries. But I was just traversing the internet today and yesterday, and I came across a couple things. And one was actually this from the Hill of Joe Biden. This is our commander in chief. Listen to this for a second.
We have fewer democracies in the world today than we did 15 years ago. Fewer. Not more. Fewer.
Heil Hitler.
Cannot be sustained. That's why from day one of my administration, I've taken concrete steps to put human rights back at the center of our foreign policy and reassert our moral leadership on the global stage. To lead, as Chris has so often heard me say, with the power of our example, not the example of our power.
What in the hell did he just say? Okay, we have less democracies in this world. So what? Even if we did, Joe, we are not a democracy. We are not mob ruled here in the United States of America. We are a representative republic. We are not mob rule, where the majority gets their say. We are supposed to blend all in and all that. And you're talking about, let's listen to this again, because I don't even know if he knows what he's talking about, and he's confusing the shit out of me.
We have fewer democracies in the world today than we did 15 years ago. Fewer.
Okay. So what's your point, Joe?
Not more. Fewer.
He's getting mad here. He's actually mad about this. We have fewer democracies in the world. The democracy of what? Venezuela? They were a democratic country. What happened to them? They went down the sewer, Joe. Long pause.
Cannot be sustained. That's why from day one of my administration, I've taken concrete steps to put human rights back at the center of our foreign policy.
So it's human rights back in the center of your foreign policy. What has been your foreign policy, Uncle Joe, you idiot, to let people in indiscriminately to cross our borders? With no checks, no balances. What are you talking about? Let's play that again. I want to play that again because that was interesting.
Cannot be sustained. That's why from day one of my administration, I've taken concrete steps to put human rights back at the center of our foreign policy and reassert our moral leadership on the global stage.
Yeah, reassert our moral leadership. This man that has got ties to China, this man has got ties to the Hillary campaign, this man has got ties to the DNC, the corruptness of this man is unrivaled. And he's talking about moral equivalency. He's talking about trying to get, I think, what he's trying to talk about. And it's not clear. It really isn't clear. It's hard to come about because I'm thinking, okay, what is he talking about here? We have less democracies in this country. So is he saying that's a good thing? Is he saying that's a bad thing? I don't know. But let's go again.
That's why from day one of my administration, I've taken concrete steps to put human rights back at the center of our foreign policy and reassert our moral leadership on the global stage. To lead, as Chris has so often heard me say, with the power of our example, not the example of our power.
With the power of our example. What is the example, Joe? What are you holding up there as a limelight for the example, for the power? That illuminates the power. You've got it bass-ackwards, dude. Power is what actually controls the world. And you know it. You know it, Joe, because you've been dealing with power and money. Never had a job, really, in your life. I don't care what you did back in Scranton. It's minuscule. It's pity. It's it's insane that you can sit there and say that you've been in politics for almost 50 years and you know better than the rest of the country, the rest of us. You don't care about regular people. You don't care about the people that actually own a job, own a business, or go to a job and produce things. You never did it. You never did it. You were bred for this. You are one of the elitist. You are one of the top 1%ers, Joe, or you will be. The ones that everybody else wants to knock down, not paying their taxes, not doing this, not doing that. When your son is making $75,000 a painting, when he can't even really paint, and we can't find out who is giving him this money. Jen Psaki, your press secretary, is going, oh, well, it's up to the gallery to release that, but they're going to be anonymous. Your whole career, Joe, has been a disguise. It's been a ruse. It's been a way for you to make money. You and your family and all your cronies in the high-tech oligarchy and in the media, it's a ruse for you to make money. This is where this country is going. This is why I say we don't have a long time left. We are facing the demise of the United States of America as we know it. As I'm talking to you right now, we have people that are sitting, you know, families that are going, you know, we don't agree with teaching critical race theory in schools. And they're not allowed to debate. They're not allowed to express their First Amendment right. They're not allowed to do any of that. We got mask mandates. We've got, vax mandates. When Joe Biden said he wasn't going to do that, this man is all over the board. He's blowing more each way than a flag does. And it's crazy to understand, but the thing is, we've become wimps in this country. And by the way, I don't even showcase my show. It's American by Design with your host, Uncle Bing Fisher. And you can catch me on Telegram on American by Design. If you're on Telegram, that's kind of what I'm leaning to now. You can catch me on MeWe, Bing Fisher. You can catch me pretty much everywhere except Facebook and Twitter. I'm not on either platform because I don't subscribe to them. I don't like them, and I just hate them. So, yeah, you can catch me over on Instagram, too. I think I go under Instagram under, like, Uncle Bing or something like that. But just search for Bing, and you'll find me somewhere. The call-in number here is 646-478-5284. I'm having a problem with my glasses because I went and took a nap earlier. I was out in the yard and all this stuff, doing all this stuff. And I took a nap and I put my glasses on my headstand, and my dog, who's a puppy, who's now able to get up on there, ate my glasses. Ate my freaking glasses, man. So it's like, okay, all right, whatever. You know, so now I'm going to have to go into the optometrist tomorrow and get another pair of glasses. So if I read something a little bit wrong or something like that, please bear with me. But we have a commander-in-chief that is a moronic wimp, a wimp. And he's relating this wimpiness to all the other people that look up to him, if you want to call it that. I never looked up to this man, looked down to him. Because he's a wimp. and the others that surround him, the generals and everybody else that don't want to speak out are wimps as well. And I'm sorry if you take that wrong, if you're in the military, but I'm sorry. They are wimps. They are political hacks for this administration. The generals, the chief of staff, the attorney general, Merrick Garland is a freaking idiot. They should all be ousted. And we got Mayor Pete, who says that the bottleneck, he was on radio, he was on TV actually, said the bottleneck for you to get goods, because it's because of high demand, not because of labor shortage. It's because this economy is booming so big that we got a high demand. And we, you know, we got a labor shortage as far as getting these products out to people. No, it's been going on since February, maybe since July of last year. And these people don't get it. They are so retarded. I don't know where or how they are getting their information from, but they are so far out on a limb. It's unbelievable. We have a major problem. We went to the store, me and my wife, the other day. Hardly anything to find. There were some things that we needed and we stocked up on. Other things that were there that we knew probably were not going to be there. But this problem has been there for a while, and Joe Biden has not addressed it. Not at all. Instead, we have Kamala saying, well, you might as well buy your Christmas gifts early. What, months ago? Because you might not get them. It's unbelievable that we are letting our country wither away. It's a representative republic, Joe, not a democracy. And all you want to do is install chaos and hatred among the racists, among everybody else in this country. You don't care about people. You're elitist. You're one of the elite. You really don't care. You're one of these people, Joe. That ain't working for some reason. I don't know why. Weird. But we'll go on to something. But no, you're elitist, Joe. You just don't. You don't know what the average person is going through. You don't know what people that don't have millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars in the bank account are doing. They're having to scrimp, do whatever they can to get by. Because the stake to you, if it went up 12%, 14%, 20%, it doesn't make a difference to you. It makes a difference to people that are not actually eating steak, but are actually eating hamburger that's went up. They're actually eating eggs that have went up. They're actually eating milk that have kids. And all these things have gone up. They're actually trying to build onto their house. And the wood products and so on have gone up tremendously. But you don't care. You really don't. I think Joe Biden just wants to, I don't think he's going to run a second term. I can't see it. I just think what he wants to do is get the hell out of Dodge, go to Bermuda, the Bahamas, Tahiti, and just get away from everything. Him and Jill can have a good time and maybe take Hunter along with them. Maybe they can finance their retirement with Hunter Biden's paintings. We'll see. We'll see.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
To be a survivor in this amazing race with a need for speed, you need God's grace. And if you're desperate like housewives watching Days of Our Lives, you can't cope without hope, and that's not on a soap. If you look into Oprah or Dr. Phil, you can shop nonstop or pop a pill, but the void won't fill and the pain won't kill till you love the one that hung on the hill. Kicking back in your lazy boy easy chair watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Nah, you're not going to find it there. No American Idol or Council Tribal has a final answer that'll satisfy you. CSI ain't got a clue. SVU don't know what to do. Not the ER, the OC, nothing on a CD. TV, DVD, or MP3 can save you and me. CNN's got no good news. Here's a headline. You must choose. It's not a simple life, Paris Hilton. It's treading on thin ice, living in sin. You can be an apprentice for Donald Trump or eat Fear Factor fast food from a dump. You can be a heavy hitter, a Wheel of Fortune winner, a Fox News no-spin spinner, or a flat-out sinner. But you better check this life that you're living and make sure your sins are forgiven. I bet you 50 cent Elvis Dunn came and went, and eventually every black-eyed pea, Gwen Stefani, P. Diddy, and Britney, every wannabe on MTV with they icy bling, every Dixie chick that sings, they all gonna see the King of Kings. I don't care if you're J-Lo or Leno or Bono. One thing you gotta know, someday you're gonna die, bro. Then where are you gonna go? Hey, I'm not talking some punk junk that's irrelevant like your grandma's church from way back when. It's not some preacher feature on TBN that you need to be liking or listening. The real superstar is Jesus Christ. He's the way. He's the truth and the life. One day he's gonna split the sky. He's the brightest light and the highest high. So what I came to say and what I'm telling you is don't buy that stupid stuff they be selling you. It's all designed to fill your head and waste your space until you're dead. Here's the bottom line of my rhyme. Give your life to God while there's still time.
Is not an instrument either.
Welcome back to America by Design. Wow, that was weird. Anyways, welcome back. You can call me at 646-478-5284. And this is what I was wanting to play earlier. I don't know what freaked out on me over here. But anyways, this is where we go.
Speaking of embarrassing, claims of
these
cultural
are
appropriation,
liberals.
Well, they are rife in today's day and age. And while, of course, true racial exploitation is unacceptable, and we're all in that space now. Not everyone is a colonialist in this.
I'm sorry, that was the wrong. I don't know what's going on here, man. This is like just weird, but let's try this.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? So I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
See, that's Maxine Waters. She won't do anything, but she stirs the rest of the crowd up. The media stirs the rest of the crowd up. This is leftist liberal hate. This is a collage we put together, and it showcases, okay, put a bullet in it. It's not going to stop till you put a bullet in his head. This is leftist hate. This is leftist media. This is Facebook, Twitter, to promote this kind of crap. This is divisive. This is what turns this country upon itself. This is the kind of thing we need to stop. We can't let this go by. We can't let it go by, because these are the people that are out to destroy this country. This great country that we put together by assimilation, that we put together by law and order. This is this great country, this great republic that we built. Everyone out there has had a contributing hand in this. And these people want to hate. They just can't stand it. They are miserable. Cretans, misfits, probably belong to some union somewhere. And I always said, if you're part of union, then you are mediocre at best, because that's why you're in a frickin' union. Or you could go somewhere else where you don't have to be in the union. And if I piss you off and you're in the union, tough shit. You're mediocre at best, because all you're doing is screwing the lid on a jar. I'm sorry. Get a real job. But this whole thing about leftist hate, nobody wants to cover it. But that's why I play it every time I get on, because it just showcases these idiots and how they act and how they react. Like these movie stars. Oh, if I could, I'd go blow up the White House, like Madonna said. Good luck with that. Try it now. You can. You probably can, Madonna. These are people that are so far out of touch, they want this country to fail. They want this country to move to Marxism and socialism, because they feel that would be good for the regular little peons out there. They don't care. They're elite. They got their money. They can do whatever they want to do. They can go vacation in Bali till it's all over and the country is destroyed, and then come back to what? Olive drab, when, you know, Chinese dictators are, you know, controlling you. Freaking unbelievable what 6 months, 8 months, 8 months of this dictator, this megalomaniac. I remember there was a song out about Trump that, you know, talked about megalomaniac. This guy is worse than Trump. And I actually love Trump. I did not like some of his tweets, but I could get over that. His tweets didn't hurt me. His tweets didn't kill me. But this guy, everything he does with the open border, with Afghanistan crisis, never admits to anything, never wants to answer questions on anything. He has got to answer one of these days. One of these days he will. You got Jen Psaki, just, you know, she's probably, I kind of feel sorry for her because she's probably going, oh my God, another tough question by Peter Ducey from Fox. You're not going to get them from ABC and MSNBC, BSNBC, CNN. You're not going to get those. But another tough question. And it just keeps going with her. And she has to cover for this guy that's been in a basement for years, it seems. Hasn't done anything in his whole political life other than follow. He's not a leader. Never led anything, never did anything in his life. Running a business, never. Doing this or that, well, running an illegal business to get money out of the Chinese. That's what Joe Biden is. He's like one of those people where you really don't want to invite him over to a party, but you feel that you have to because you're obligated. And you know he's going to act like a total freaking idiot when he gets there. That's Joe Biden. And we go on to this one. And this is the masculinity of humankind.
Speaking of embarrassing claims of cultural appropriation, well, they are rife in today's day and age. And while, of course, true racial exploitation is unacceptable and we're all in that space.
Tonight, as I was tucking in my six-year-old, she, out of the blue, expressed that she wishes she had fancy hair. I asked her, what does that mean? And she said, well, my friend has braids with beads at the end. I don't know if you've noticed, I'm white. I'm real white. And I am aware that braids with beads at the end is a traditionally black hairstyle. I'm also aware of our nation's not so positive history of appropriation. So I'm genuinely and vulnerably curious, is there a respectful way for my white child to express her admiration and explore her own expression of her black friend's hairstyle?
Yeah, just let her do it. Are you a retard too? I mean, what is wrong with these parents nowadays? If your kid wants to have braids with beads on the end of them, let him do it. Why are you sitting there and you're a nihilist? I mean, you are sitting there actually being racist in that comment that you just posted. For this woman, I don't know her name. I don't care to. I don't care to even mention it if I did, because it just would give her so many more moments of fame. She's a retard, a window licker, bus riding retard. She does not understand. Give your kid the opportunity to express themselves however they want to. You know, Indians wore beads at the end of their braids, too. As a matter of fact, when I went down to the Bahamas a couple of years, well, probably about 5 years ago, some young girl on the beach where I was sitting said, you know, I had long hair back then. She goes, can I braid your hair? And I said, yeah, okay. It was like $5 or something. I don't know, $3. She braided my hair, put beads in it. I ended up flying back to the homeland here. And, you know, maybe I look goofy, I don't know, but she made $5 off the deal. I felt good doing that for her, and I didn't have a problem with it. I didn't sit there and say, oh, should I do this? Because I don't know if I can relate with black people that actually see how racist this comment is from this woman. This is so racist. And I sit there and I just, this wokeness mentality of these people, it's woke. And that's all it is. They feel that they have to do something, something to overcome their privilege. I mean, listen to this. This is unreal. It's unreal.
Tonight, as I was tucking in my six-year-old, she, out of the blue, expressed that she wishes she had fancy hair. I asked her, what does that mean? And she said, well, my friend has braids with beads at the end. I don't know if you've noticed, I'm white.
Did your daughter say my black friend does? Or did she say my white friend does? Or my indigenous American friend does? She never mentions that. She just, you know, goes off with her wokeness.
I don't know if you've noticed, I'm white. I'm real white. And I am aware that braids with beads at the end is a traditionally...
Yeah, you're white, and you have to keep making a point of it. Why? Why? Assimilate. You're white. So what? What are you so concerned about here, woman? I hope to God the rest of my listeners that are mothers do not treat their children this way, because this is almost child abuse.
I don't know if you've noticed, I'm white. I'm real white. And I am aware that braids with beads at the end is a traditionally black hairstyle.
Where do you get that from, chick? Where do you get that from? Indians do it. Other people do it. Jamaicans do it. It's not traditionally black, but you want to make it that way because you got some kind of woke crap going on.
I'm also aware of our nation's not so positive history of appropriation.
Yeah. Ever check in your past, see if your ancestors owned slaves? I doubt it. But you just keep spouting out there, baby.
So I'm genuinely and vulnerably curious. Is there a respectful way for my white child to express her admiration and explore her own expression of her black friend's hairstyle?
Why don't you just let her be? Let her be herself. If she goes to class and she's got cornrows, is that going to upset you? Are you that kind of a wimp? Mama, is this what America has come to? I sit around and I'm just looking and I'm going, I don't know. I ordered another buttstock for my AR. Oh, I'm sorry, I don't have any guns. I ordered a buttstock for a gun that I don't have. Hopefully I get it soon. But these people freak me out. These woke people, woke corporations can't have certain mascots that might endanger somebody as far as infringing on their, I don't know, you might trigger somebody. I mean, these people are just insane, just totally insane. And look, it's got to stop to a point. It's got to stop sooner or later. And somebody has got to tell these people, they got to physically shake them and wake them up and say, look, you're living in a daydream where you think that everything you do is going to offend somebody else. So you need to stop doing it. And that's where the government comes in and says, that's where the government comes in and promotes this kind of crap. The same thing with wearing a mask, with vax mandates, with all this kind of ancillary things. They want control. I've been since COVID day one, even before then, never wore a mask. Never. Haven't contracted it. Maybe I got good genes. I don't know. I've never contracted it. My wife hasn't either. She's never wore a mask. maybe to the doctor's office. That's about it. Well, they require you to wear one. Never had it. You got Project Veritas. It's got a couple videos out where it's showing that nurses giving vaccines or you know, after they gave a vaccine to another nurse that was totally healthy, that ended up going to the hospital and dying because of the vaccine. But that's never reported. No, it's about power. It's about the oligarchs in power, whether it be in tech like Facebook and Twitter, whether it be in big pharma like Pfizer, Moderna, that are hushing up what we see, what we hear. I almost think I need one of those Rowdy Piper sunglass things so I can see these creatures as they are, because that's what they are. They're creatures. They're creatures of habit. They're creatures of power. They're creatures of elitism. They want to control you. They want to rule you. They want you to worship them. And I'm sorry, but for this old country boy, I ain't going to worship nobody but my Lord. But that's how these people are. And it's unbelievable that it's gotten to this point. It really is. I don't recognize this country anymore. I said we, which I presume is you too. Are you, to be vernacularly correct, is that you too? Do you not recognize this country where it used to be, where we would go out and hang out? We would not care about skin color or anything. We would just go hang out as kids, have a good time. Can't have a good time anymore if you're a kid. No, you got to wear a mask. No, you got to social distance. No, you got to do this and that. Well, the government dictates it to you. Dictates it to you. This is Stasi Germany stuff happening right before our eyes. Right before your eyes. Are you going to wake up and combat it? I'm just asking, are you going to wake up and combat it? Or are you going to let it slide? You're going to just let it go. You know, there was a liberal rock group called Creedence Clearwater Revival out years ago. And I liked them. I don't have no problem with them. I liked them. I knew they were liberal, and it didn't, you know, back then I didn't care. You know, they had some good song lyrics. But if you listen to Ramble Tamble, move down the road I go. There's much in the water. There's muck in the water, roach in the cellar, bugs in the sugar, mortgage on the home, mortgage on the home. There's garbage on the sidewalk, L.A., highways in the backyard, police on the corner, mortgage on the core, mortgage on the car. They're selling independence, actors in the White House, acid indigestion, mortgage on my life. Remember those lyrics? Kind of reminds me of this administration. This corrupt, benign, asinine administration that has nothing to show. Yeah, we have some kind of supply side economic deal going on, but it's not supply or demand, really. It's inefficiency. In the Biden White House, they've seen this coming since February, at least. And they can't get goods out the door quick enough. They just can't. They can't get it out the door. You got Mayor Pete says, well, supply chain disruptions will continue. He claims demand is up because the president has successfully guided this economy out of the teeth of a terrifying recession. That's what Pete Buttigieg said. And yet another economist that came back to him, his name is Haku Yu. He says, I'm an economist too, much but irrelevant. I could give you a technical explanation as to why he is wrong, but simply point to another time, any other time in history of a country where increased demand caused the problem. None exist. This man is lying to you. Hashtag, let's go Brandon. I need to get me that. We're living in a different society today. Crime in the streets. People living in the streets shouldn't be there. They need to be housed in a mental institution so they can get some help. Get some needed help that they need instead of politicians glossing over the issue of homeless people and why they're there and just giving them houses so they can tear that up. They won't even live in it. They'd rather be on the street, some of them. Some maybe not. Instead of helping people, they want to hurt people. Instead of helping people by giving them the skills and tools they need to get a job, they want to hurt them by keeping them on the government welfare roll or dole as long as they can, because that probably means they're another voter. It's sickening to think about. We've become, or we are becoming, granted, it might not be as quick as some of the other countries in the world, but we are slowly becoming a third world country. We've got people sneaking across our borders, bringing in fentanyl, bringing in guns, bringing in crime, bringing in drugs, prostitution, child slave labor. I can't wait till the day when somebody, even a class action lawsuit against the Biden administration for allowing illegals into this country. When is that day going to come? I can't wait. I can't wait for the lawsuits to start flying off the wall against the Biden administration for instituting this insane immigration policy of open borders. No other country in this world has this. And we've got it. Just allow everybody in. Allow everybody in that you can. It's chaos, which they are espousing, is chaos. The demise of democracy or representative republic. They don't care. They just want socialism. They want everybody to be equal. Equity. Equity is the equivalent of communism. Always has been, always will. Equity is people that are mediocre get paid the same as people that are superior to their talents. I'm not saying, you know, I'm not saying intellect or anything, but superior to talent or skills. That's what they want. They want havoc. They want Marxism. They want socialism. It's unbelievable where we've come as a society, as a country. When we can't just look at somebody else and say, hey, how you doing, neighbor? Instead of looking at somebody else and saying, well, I don't think my daughter should put her hair up in a ponytail because she'll look like your black kid. Is that freaking insane or what? What mentality does this woman have that would even think that? It astounds me. You're listening to American by Design, and I'm not going to take a break. I'm just going to log off because I've had so much of this BS today. And I just want to impart this to you. If you want socialism, go visit a socialist country. Really, if you really are that hyped up on it, or go even on, not Google, but go on DuckDuckGo or some places like that and look up socialist countries, and see how they're doing. They're not fending off very well. Socialism doesn't work. It never has worked. Communism doesn't work. We tried that in this country years and years ago. Never worked. Worked for a year. Till they said, no, there's people that are farmers that are not producing what our people are eating. Because they're lazy, because other people are doing it more work. But we got people that are not doing as much work. It's pretty plain and simple. Those who produce get rewarded. Those that don't do not get rewarded. You don't get a trophy prize for being an idiot or for being a slouch or a sloth. You don't get that. You get it through hard work. You get it through tenacity. You get it through your mental skills, your physical skills. You don't get it by reappropriating things to other people that don't deserve it. That's plain and simple. That's the way it goes in Bing's world. We're going to leave you with Brian Futch taking us out. Good night. Love you all. God bless this country. God save this country. I don't know. Praying for this country anymore? Do you? I do. I think there's a turning point. Hopefully it's soon, because we can't take much more of this. We can't. Good night.
his eyes, say it loud and clear. I am America. This land, my land, America. I know one day after I'm gone, someone will carry this dream along. Down the things he was taught, like loving your neighbor and trusting in God. I am America. This land, my land, America. I know one day, long after I'm gone, someone will care.
Catch Brian Futch for that song and many more, many good ones too, over at brianfutch.com and I think on Spotify and a couple others. You've been listening to American by Design on conservativenationmedia.com. Good night. Y'all have a good one. Don't let this country down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down.